This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so as if the trade gap and outsourcing and intellectual property problems and them owning so much of our national debt and all the rest of it wasn't enough, the New York Times told us this morning that the Chinese army is getting really, really good at hacking our computers. The paper cites a study by a security firm known as Mandiant that says a whole slew of Chinese intrusions into corporate networks in this country, and quite possibly infrastructure computer systems as well, can all be traced to a Chinese army unit based out of Shanghai. Kim Zetter is a senior reporter at Wired. She covers cybersecurity for him. Kim, it's good to have you back.
Thank you.
First things first, is this as bad as it seems? Not the stealing the recipe for, you know, Coca-Cola, but the whole infrastructure and water plants and power grids and all of that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, these hacks have been going on for a while, and they're getting, you know, more and more targeted and systematic. And one of the things that this reporter is trying to do is just to shine a spotlight on that to make people aware of, you know, really how intensive this activity is.
Would you go so far as to use the word scary?
No, I don't like to use that term. I mean, this is
okay,
espionage.
Good.
This is espionage, and a lot of it is economic espionage. You know, in the past, it's happened in other ways. You know, it just the cyber and computers just makes it a lot easier and a lot more stealth.
How do these guys get in? I mean, it looks a lot like it's all email based now, right?
Yeah, it's very easy to get in through email because you have a lot of protections on a network, but you can't block email from coming in. And so what happens is they send out targeted spear phishing attacks, which is essentially an email that's crafted in a way that it's going to entice an employee to open it. It can come from someone that the employee knows so that they're more likely to open it, or it's about a topic that they're really interested in. And so they either open the attachment that's connected to the email or click on a link that takes them to a malicious website, and that allows malware to get installed on their system. And then the attackers use that employee system as a, sort of a pivot point to dig further into the network.
Okay, but wait a minute. Don't we all know by now, and haven't the IT guys at all of our various offices made it clear by now that if you don't know who an email is from, you don't click on the link?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that, you know, employees, it's been drilled into them not to open emails. But there was a case a couple of years ago where RSA, a computer security firm, was hacked. And in that case, an email was sent to about four employees. And in one of the cases, the email actually went into the employee's trash can. And the employee went into the trash can to retrieve the email because it looked so interesting to him. And then he opened it. So you can take all the measures to make sure that, you know, employees don't do something and they're still going to do it.
Huh. Talk to me for a second about this company, Mandiant. Did they just do this report out of the goodness of their own hearts and then share it with the New York Times to get some publicity? Is that how this security sort of business development model works?
Well, Mandiant publishes a lot of reports. So this is one that's getting a lot of attention in the mainstream media. Their previous reports haven't gotten any attention at all outside of the computer security community. But computer security companies often publish white papers. They publish, you know, scrubbed reports about investigations that they've handled without identifying victims and things like that. In this case, they've gone the extra step, though, in pointing a finger very directly at China and laying out all of the circumstantial evidence for why they believe the Chinese military and the Chinese Communist Party are behind these attacks. And that's something that we haven't really seen before.
Kim Zetter, she's a senior reporter at Wired, talks about cybersecurity a lot. Kim, thanks a bunch.
You're welcome.